Het nieuws van 12 uur.
Goedenacht, ik ben Gert-Jan Kuijler. De Australische marine is begonnen met het redden van mensen die vastzitten door de bosbranden. Veel mensen zijn het strand opgevlucht omdat ze dachten dat ze daar veilig zouden zijn. Nu kunnen ze geen kant meer op. Een marineschip gaat de eerste 800 mensen oppikken. Het gaat in totaal om 4000 mensen die in de deelstaat Victoria op het strand zitten. De bosbranden teisteren Australië nu al zo'n anderhalve maand. Het ministerie van Buitenlandse Zaken in Den Haag heeft het reisadvies voor Australië aangescherpt. Ga er niet heen als dat niet per se nodig is, zo luidt het advies. De bosbranden woeden vooral in het oosten en zuiden van het land en daar gaan altijd veel toeristen naartoe. De politie vermoedt dat er nog meer bombrieven in omloop zijn. De afgelopen dagen hebben meerdere bedrijven zo'n brief ontvangen, maar hier blijft het waarschijnlijk niet bij. Daarom worden bedrijven gewaarschuwd extra alert te zijn. De politie weet nog niet waar ze vandaan komen. De brieven lijken afkomstig van een incassobureau uit Rotterdam, maar dat bedrijf heeft er volgens de politie niets mee te maken. Door een aanrijding met een politieauto in Apeldoorn zijn 3 mensen gewond geraakt. Onder de slachtoffers zijn 2 kinderen en zij zijn licht gewond. Een volwassene is naar het ziekenhuis gebracht. De agenten in de auto bleven ongedeerd. Hoe het ongeluk heeft kunnen gebeuren wordt nog onderzocht. En dan nog het weer van Weer Online. Vannacht vanuit het noordwesten regen en het wordt 6 tot 9 graden. Overdag is het grijs en zijn er perioden met regen. Vanuit het westen wordt het in de loop van de dag droog. Het wordt rond 10 graden.
Den Haag FM 92.0. Jouw Haagse stadsradio. 100%
Haag. Tot 3 uur Radio Tonka. Al 25 jaar het geluid van de Haagse underground. Den Haag.
Hey, hallo, ja. Dit is Radio Tonka, ja. Van 12 tot 3, kattenvoer, januari 2020. 2020, perfect hearing. Ja, nou, doe je best, want er valt veel te luisteren. Ja, ja. Heel veel. Ja, ja, ja.
In its very truly great manners of Ludwig van Beethoven, very heroically, the very cruelly ancestral death of Sarah Powell Howard had very ironically come amongst his very really grand men and women, de Raphael, Sabatini, George, Ade, Margaret Storm, Jameson, Ford, Maddox, Huber, Jean, Jacques Bernard, Louis Bromfield, Friedrich Wilhelm Nietzsche, and Helen Brown, Norden, very diatonically. In her very truly great manners of John Barton Holcomat, very heroically, Helen Brown, Norden had very originally come amongst his very really grand men and women, de Lodovico, Ariostos, Solon, Matteo, Mario, Bajardo, Filo, Judeas, Roger Bacon, Longus, Simeon Strunsky, and Johann Wolfgang von Goethe very titanically. In their very truly great manners of John Barton Walgamot very heroically, Thomas Derns, Elliot Robert Southey, Edward John Morton, Drax Plunkett, Dunsany, Charles Ludwig Dotson, Arthur Schopenhauer, Blaise Pascal, George Morris Korn, Brontes, and Jonathan Swift did very sarcastically come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Gertrude Allain, Mary McBrady very titanically. In his very truly great manners of Helen Brown Norton very heroically, Walgamot as God had very magnificently come amongst her very really grand men and women, to Gaius, Punius, Secundus, Bion, Origenes, Adventius, Democritus, Phidias, Jussus, Pietro, Aventino, and Michelangelo, Buonarroti, very titanically. In her very truly great manners of Johannes Brahms, very heroically, Sarah Paula Hart had very allegorically come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Clarence Day, Jr., John Donne, Ruggiero, Leon Cavallo, James Owen Haney, Gustav Frenson, Thomas Beer, Joris Kyle Usman, and Franz Peter Schubert, very titanically. In their very truly great manners of Willis Siebert, Cather, very heroically, William Sidney Porter, Lawrence Stern, Algernon Charles Swinburne, Percy Bysshe Shelley, Walter Savage Landor, Thomas Gray, Tobias George Smollett, and Helen Brown Norton had very ironically come amongst her very really grand men and women, to William Shakespeare very titanically. In her very truly great manners of Wilhelm Richard Wagner very heroically, Sarah Powell Hart had very allegorically come amongst his very really grand men and women, to Jacob Liebman Bayer, Ernst Kronert, John William Thomason Jr., Winifred Ashton, Herbert Ashbury, Wilson Follett, Maury Callahan, and Johann Sebastian Sebastian Bach very titanically in their very truly great manners of Theodore Joseph Conrad Korzeniowski very heroically Gertrude Elaine Mary McBrady and John Barton Wagamot had very sardonically come amongst his very really grand men and women to Gamaliel Bradford Anne Green William Hervey Allen Jr. Washington Irving Pierre Corneille Arthur Schnitzler Marie Sandeau St. John Greer Irvine and Herman Melville very titanically in their very truly great manners of Helen Brown Norton very heroically Hans Christian Andersen Henri Bergson Niccolo Di Bernardo Machiavelli Kenneth Graham Charles William Beebe Thomas Dixon George Edward Bateson and Saintsbury and Beethoven as God had very maliciously come amongst her very really grand men and women to John Barton Walgamot very titanically in his very truly great manners of Gertrude Elaine Mary McBrady very heroically Thomas Hardy had very sarcastically come amongst her very really grand men and women to Arthur Stewart Mendeth Hutchinson Charles Reed and me Elizabeth Monica de la Pasteur James Brander Matthews Emil Ludwig Anne Parrish Pierre Augustine Caron and John Barton Walgamot very titanically in his very truly great manners of Berenice Anne Bonner very heroically John Barton Walgamot had very wonderfully come amongst her very really grand men and women to Thomas Lovell Beddo George Grove James Justinian Moriere Emily Price Jean Cocteau Alcaeus Sturluson Snorri and Helen Brown Norden very titanically in their very truly great manners of Helen Brown Norden very heroically Archimedes Plato Quintus Horatius Flaccus Aristotle Epicurus Anacreon Aeschylus Sophocles Pericles Socrates Euripides and Sarah Paul Hart had very ironically come amongst her very really grand men and women to Aristophanes very titanically in its very truly great manners of Romain Rolland very heroically the very ancestrally inevitable performance of Jean-Baptiste Bobelin had very symbolically come amongst his very really grand men and women to Aldous Leonard Huxley James Boyd Vittorio Alfieri Leon Fuchsvanger Harold Guar Davis and Helen Brown Norton very titanically in her very truly great manners of John Barton Walgamot very heroically Helen Brown Norton had very sincerely come amongst his very really grand men and women to Jerome Klapka Jerome Conrad Richter Alfred Victor de Vigny David Ricardo Rémy de Gourmand and Jacques Anatole Thibault very titanically in their very truly great manners of John Barton Walgamot very heroically John Greenleaf Whittier Frank Wedekind Mary Wollstonecraft Godwin Charles Barrow Knut Peterson Hamsun and Samuel Longhorn Clemens had very gaily come amongst his very really grand men and women to Ruth Maxine Martin very titanically in his very truly great manners of Sacco very heroically Edgar Allan Poe had very sinisterly come amongst her very really grand men and women to Claude Jernet Bowers Thomas Kidd Oliver Wendell Holmes Stella Embry Truman Jesse Moon and Henry Fielding very titanically in her very truly great manners of Gustave Flaubert very heroically Helen Brown Norton had very altruistically come amongst his very really grand men and women to Benjamin Johnson Franz Werfel Grazia Deledda John Giono Richard Damel and Christopher Marlowe very titanically in their very truly great manners of Helen Brown Norton very heroically Henrik Johan Ibsen William Wordsworth Gottlob Ephraim Lessing Eleanor Gwynn Hippolyte Adolf Taine and Pearl Seidenstricker had very sensitively come amongst her very really grand men and women to George Moore very titanically in his very truly great manners of Helen Brown Norton very heroically Roland S. Beethoven had very bullishly come amongst her very really grand men and women to Whiston Hugh Auden Phaedrus Frederick Gustavus Burnaby Babette Deutsch Duncan Akeman and John Barton Walgamot very titanically in his very truly great manners of Ruth Maxine Martin very heroically Benvenuto Cellini had very imaginatively come amongst her very really grand men and women to Pedar O'Donnell Anne O'Hare Lloyd Castle Douglas William James Albert J. Nock and John Barton Walgamot very titanically in their very truly great manners of Eleanor Hoyt very heroically Samuel Taylor Coleridge William Congreve Richard Spensley Butler Sheridan George Gordon Byron James Russell Lowell and John Barton Walgamot had very unquestionably come amongst her very really grand men and women to Berenice Anne Bonner very titanically in his very truly great manners of Helen Brown Norton very heroically Jean-Baptiste Bobelin very homogeneously come amongst her very really grand men and women to Gladys Bronwyn Stern Arnold Spine Louis-Marie Julien Viau Martha Ostenso Manuel Komaroff and Walter Scott very titanically in its very truly great manners of Jesus Christ very heroically the very wantonly pitiless carnage of Ringo Wilmer Lardner had very freely come amongst his very really grand men and women to Madeleine de Scuderi John Fletcher Harriet Elizabeth Beecher Mary Borden William Langland and Berenice Anne Bonner very titanically in her very truly great manners of Ringo Wilmer Lardner very heroically Berenice Anne Bonner had very happily come amongst his very really grand men and women to Eugene Marie Labiche Howe William Temple Hornaday Richard Wright write Alexis Carroll and John Barton Waldemott very didactically in their very truly great manners of Jesus Christ very heroically, Marie Rosalie Bonheur, Joseph Herkesheimer, and Louise Germain Necker, James Branch Campbell, August Wilhelm von Schlegel, and Francis Gertrude Fiedler had very ironically come amongst his very really grand men and women to James Fenimore Cooper very didactically in his very truly great manners of Sarah Paul Hart very heroically, Jesus Christ had very intolerably come amongst her very really grand men and women to Torquato Tasso, Menander, Claude Henri de Saint-Simon, Samuel Smiles, Carolyn Beach, and Catherine Jane Lightbody very titanically in her very truly great manners of Sarah Powell Hart very heroically, Berenice Ann Bonner had very ironically come amongst her very really grand men and women to Henry Seidel Canby, William McPhee, Pietro Di Donato, Eleanor Mersenne, Johann David Wies, and Von Braun Norden very titanically in their very truly great manners of Berenice Ann Bonner very heroically, Michelle Came de Montaigne, Heinrich Heine, Apulbius, Ovidius Naso, Anne Douglas, Sedgwick, Charles Erskine, Scott Wood, and John Barton Walgamot had very altruistically come amongst her very really grand men and women to Jesus Christ very titanically in his very truly great manners of Berenice Ann Bonner very heroically, Christ as Son had very proudly come amongst her very really grand men and women to Benito Perez Galdos, Carlton Beals, Thomas Wentworth Higginson, Louise Jordan, Philip Grenville, Wodehouse, and Ringgold Wilmer Lardner very titanically in his very truly great manners of John Barton Walgamot very heroically, Jesus Christ had very ironically come amongst his very really grand men and women to Richard Henry Dana, Patrick Colum, Alfred Damon Runyon, George Frisbee Witcher, Harry Leon Wilson, and Ringgold Wilmer Lardner very titanically in their very truly great manners of Jesus Christ very heroically, Geoffrey Chaucer, Rupert Brooke, Francis Scott Key, Fitzgerald, John Milton, William Henry Hudson, and Ruth Maxine Martin had very extraordinarily come amongst his very really grand men and women to Berenice Ann Bonner very titanically in her very truly great manners of Berenice Ann Bonner very heroically, Eleanor Hoyt had very beautifully come amongst her very really grand men and women to Moses Mendel, John Ford, Arthur Thomas Quiller Couch, Ruth Finer, Alfred Noyes, and Jesus Christ very titanically in his very truly great manners of Sarah Paul Hart very heroically, Dante Alighieri had very superbly come amongst her very really grand men and women to George Edward Woodberry, Charles Angoff, Pierre Charlet de Chamblain de Marivaux, Pietro Mascagni, John Addington Simmons, and Henry Louis Mencken very titanically in his very truly great manners of John Barton Walgamot very heroically, Henry Louis Mencken had very sinisterly come amongst his very really grand men and women to Richard Le Gallienne, Zane Grey, Martha Ellis Gilhorn, Francis Hackett, Jacques-Louis David, and Catherine Beauchamp very titanically in his very truly great manners of Sarah Powell Hart very heroically, Mencken as Beethoven and very hypocritically come amongst her very really grand men and women to David Leslie Murray, Charles Kingsley, Tizian Bacellio, Oliver Goldsmith, James Thomas Farrell, and Henry James very titanically in their very truly great manners of Henry Louis Mencken very heroically, Henry Simons, Francis Bacon, Giuseppe Fortunato, Francesco Verdi, James Boswell, Nicholas Mitchell, and William Cullen Bryant had very merrily come. We'll be right back.
Maybe later than that.
Eight-hour religion.
Once my son, I would be
still someone.
Rossetti, Anna Wickham, Julie, Neil, Frederick, Massenet, Brian Oswald, Don Byrne, Rachel Lyman, Field, Williams, Heroyan, Erskine, Caldwell, Jacques Maritain, Sean, Louis de Secunda, and Helen Brown, Norton, Berry, Titanically, in his very truly great manners, and Henry Louis Bacon, very heroically, Franz Fadiman, Cordier, Hitcher, clearly come amongst his very really grand men and women, Upton, Field, Sinclair, Victor Herbert, Antoine, de Saint-Exupéry, Thomas Lawrence, Elliot, Harold, Paul, and Sarah Powell, Hart, Barry,
sometime it might happen to you. Especially when you're young in New York. But once upon a time, this place was the wild frontier. And every youngster who was fast on the draw showed up on these streets to try his hand. Anyway, the story you are about to see isn't true. But it isn't false either. Any resemblance between the characters and events depicted here and reality is purely magical.
Thank you.
Monroe, Hamilton Gibbs, Thomas Mallory, Christoph Willibald von Gluck, George Romney, Siegfried Lorraine Sassoon, and Sarah, as intended, had very horribly come amongst his very, really grand men and women to Sherwood Anderson very titanically. In her very truly great manners of Sarah Paul Hart, very heroically, Zona Gale had very energetically come amongst her very, really grand men and women to Friedrich Schmettena, Grant Wood, Margaret Frances Halsey, Arthur Simmons, Benjamin Stolberg, and Henry Louis Mencken very titanically. In his very truly great manners of Mary Cassatt, very heroically, Publius Virgilius Morrow had very anarchistically come amongst her very, really grand men and women to Pierre Cecile Poulie de Chavannes, John Dewey, Alexis Emmanuel Chabrier, Albert Green Hubbard, Elizabeth Garver Jordan, and Ellen Anderson Golson Glasgow very titanically. In their very truly great manners of Robert Bruce Balfour Stevenson, very heroically, Thornton Niven Wilder, George Santayana, Carl Maria Friedrich Ernest von Weber, Alexander Pope, Jean-Auguste Dominique Ingres, and Henry Louis Mencken had very acrimoniously come amongst his very, really grand men and women to Susan Ertz, very titanically. In her very truly great manners of Henry Louis Mencken, very heroically, Willis Hebert Gather had very extemporaneously come amongst his very, really grand men and women to Donald, Robert Perry Marcus, Hans Holbein, Francois René Auguste Mallarmé, John Phillips Marquand, Eric Wolfgang Korngold, and Sarah Powell Hart, very titanically. In his very truly great manners of Sarah Powell Hart, very heroically, Frederick Marriott had very horribly come amongst her very, really grand men and women to Joan Mary Fielding Platt, James Hilton, Joseph Hilaire, Pierre Belloc, Johann Strauss, Andrea Mantegna, and Willis Ebert Cather very titanically. In his very truly great manners of Thyra Samter, very heroically, Henry Louis Mencken had very brilliantly come amongst her very, really grand men and women to Stephen Collins Foster, Jan Havix Steen, Douglas Sutherland Freeman, Joseph Auslander, Hermann Joachim Bang, and Willis Ebert Cather very titanically. In its very truly great manners of Sarah Powell Hart, very heroically, the very brutally exigent name of Henry Louis Mencken had very sculpturally come amongst her very, really grand men and women to Conrad Berkovici, Walter Duranty, Augustine Eugene Scribe, Dorothy Thompson, George William Russell, and John Barton Walgamott very titanically. In its very truly great manners of William Shakespeare, very heroically, the very coarsely vulgar puritanism of Ludwig van Beethoven had very femininely come amongst his very, really grand men and women to Robert Boutin, Cunningham, Graham, Jules Verne, Sidonie Gabriel, Claudine Collette, Percy Aldridge, Granger, Jacopo Rabus, Arthur Machen, Francis Richard Stockton, and Lyof Nikolaevich Tolstoy very titanically. In his very truly great manners of Ludwig von Beethoven, very heroically, Lyof Nikolaevich Tolstoy had very tragically come amongst his very, really grand men and women to Augusta Marianne Holmes, John Wilson, Victoria Endicott Lincoln, Carlton Kwiatkowski, Benjamin Franklin, Leslie Stephen, Thomas Caldwell, and Sarah Palmer, very
Thank you. Vengo al museo siempre que puedo. A horas en las que pienso que va a haber poca gente. Este es uno de mis cuadros favoritos. Es curioso porque cuando lo recuerdo más pequeño de lo que es. Y siempre que entro a verlo, ahora lo han cambiado de sitio. Siempre se me pone la piel de gallina. Me da como un pequeño escalofrío. Creo que lo que más me gusta del cuadro es que para mí tiene sonido. Es un cuadro que puedo oír casi los gritos ahogados de la gente que está muriéndose, desangrándose. Y es una noche muy madrileña. Y hay un efecto impresionante para mí, que es de esa luz que tienen los soldados. Cómo se hace una diagonal con el hombre al que van a fusilar en ese momento. Que es enormemente teatral. Las sombras que va logrando y luego el efecto de la camisa blanca del que están fusilando y el pantalón amarillo. Entonces crea en el centro un ambiente que a mí desde pequeña me sobrecoge. Eso es Madrid. Claramente Madrid, esto es un descampado.
¿Te han dicho el nombre del tableau?
No, no lo he dicho. Es Los fusilamientos del 2 de mayo de Francisco de Goya. Y lucientes. Hay cuadros que son sordos, que no provocan ninguna sensación de sonido. Y hay otros que sí, ¿no? Y para mí este es uno de ellos. Son, sobre todo, estos hombres que están siendo fusilados. Siempre me da la sensación que no son políticos, sino son gente del pueblo que está muriendo sin saber por qué, ¿no?
Americana,
¿cómo se llama? Cette manche s'appelle américaine. Oui.
Une
manche très décolletée. Sí. On met quoi dessous?
Tout. Rien.
Nada.
Nada.
Ça, c'est complètement transparent.
Sí, transparent. Completamente transparente.
Transparente.
Insinuante.
Sí. Enseñante, on met quoi dessous? Qu'est-ce qu'on met sous
ça? Rien.
Nada.
Nada.
Ah, que
bonito.
Y blusón, sí. Transparente también.
A ver, qué bonito es.
On met quoi dessous? Qu'est-ce qu'on met sous ça?
Tout, rien.
Nada.
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 Así. Nada.
Claro, es para llevarla sola, sin nada debajo.
Sin nada debajo. Qué bonita.
Que llevas puesta también es buenísima.
Sí, la verdad es que...
On met quoi dessous? Qu'est-ce qu'on met sous ça?
Tout, rien.
Nada.
Nada.
Bonito, ¿verdad?
Bonito,
me lo voy a comprar. Es muy
bonito
esta vista, ¿verdad?
Sí,
me lo voy a comprar.
¿Tú la
sabes? Sí.
¿Te
sí, es que me ¿Anual? Gusta mucho, ¿Anual? Es más. Sí.
Por el printemps, que nunca sabes lo que pones en la primavera.
On met quoi dessous? Qu'est-ce qu'on met sous?
Tout, rien.
Nada.
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 Así, nada.
Así, nada.
Nada. Y hay por aquí, nada. Le bas, seulement.
C'est vrai?
Oui, c'est vrai.
Nada.
Que toqué su símbolo, toqué la pintura y todavía estaba húmeda. Entonces empecé a correr para encontrarle y justo cuando daba la vuelta ya había desaparecido. Pero por lo menos oí los pasos. Sí, bueno, me lo dejó escrito en Valdeacederas, me lo dejó escrito. Sí, me acuerdo perfectamente. Cuando llegué a esa estación,
el cuello.
Yo no hago más que
me reconocerás por mis cuellos.
Entonces. Llevo prácticamente 3 meses buscando ese cuello. Veo menos en esos momentos porque estamos todos más apretados, pero también hay más gente en el andén.
Creo que lo voy a
siempre
encontrar.
Tengo la posibilidad de andar de un lado para otro.
Me monto en el vagón. Siempre procuro que sean momentos en los que hay mucha gente, porque aunque miro poco, por lo menos tengo la sensación de estar acompañado.
Lo mismo. Me ha pasado lo mismo otra vez. Pero no me importa.
La gente se siente un poco agredida cuando la miro porque se suben las solapas. Claro, porque como ven esa mirada insistente, observando su cuello, piensan que es por algo y no se tienen como miedo.
¿Está ahí? ¡Es él! ¡No!
¡Ah, vale!
¿Qué?
Sí.
Llevas mucho tiempo aquí. ¿A dónde vas ahora?
Thank you. Voilà, c'est le kilomètre zéro.
Escalera.
Escalera.
De los ciegos. La escalera de los ciegos.
Escalera de los aveugles.
La escalera de los ciegos. La escalera de los ciegos. La escalera de los ciegos.
Escalier des aveugles.
La escalera de los ciegos.
Escalier des aveugles.
La escalera de los ciegos.
La escalera des aveugles.
La escalera de los ciegos.
Escalier 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 des aveugles.
Escalera de los ciegos.
Escalier des aveugles.
La escalera de los ciegos.
Escalier des aveugles.
La escalera de los ciegos.
La escalera
de los ciegos. La escalera de los ciegos. La escalera de los ciegos. La escalera de los ciegos. La escalera de los ciegos. La escalera de los ciegos.
Ja, Radio Tonka. Dus kattenvoer. Kattenvoer, januari 2020. Ja.
La escalera de los ciegos. La escalera de los ciegos. La escalera de los ciegos.
Ah, Tonka is dus nog steeds aanwezig, hè? Op de nagevuld. Ja, in 2020. Ja, ja, ja. Je luistert naar Radio Tonka.
Let's call you the mysterious.
Proefje voor het volgende uur.